Hello, it's Chris.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Chris vs. the People, or should I say hi, everybody. Welcome to Chris vs. the People, because it's 420 week, which means this episode is going to be all about the ganja, or as my mom loves to refer to it as, the pot. So, but yeah, today's episodes are all going to be about marijuana, gardening, things of that nature. I will reveal a secret with the class, and I did in fact prepare for this episode, if you catch my gist. What I mean is that I smoked before this episode. So if we enter a little Willy Wonky territory, that's why. I mean, that is like wonky, not Willy Wonky. Like, I don't intend on any Oompa Loompas coming out and popping their shit, you know? But before we get into the episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVsThePeople. I don't know. I think it's a pretty good time. If you do go check it out, you can see that I'm matching the table I'm sitting at. Who wore it best? Let me know in the comments of the YouTube video. And then, as always, we're going to be recording the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon, where you can hear an additional little 420 dysfunctional story from another caller. And I also will just be hitting a fat joint. Come on over if you haven't. It's a good time, and there's a bunch of episodes already out for you to catch up on. And I mean, with all of that said, we've got our first call.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What is your fun little story for us on this fine 420?
All right, so here we go. So this is a story about when I was a little youngster.
Okay.
In my teen years, and I thought I was about to smoke weed with my friends. It was actually spice.
Like, what do you mean spice? Like, just straight up oregano?
It has been a while since this has been around, huh? Which is good. Spice used to be like a synthetic weed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, girl. Okay, I'm so glad that you're bringing this up, Liz, because, okay, I feel like as much as like I talk about and share the weed I smoke, I do want to advocate and say, guys, do not smoke synthetic weed. Oh my God, you can like actually die from it. You can literally die from it. It is made in a test tube, mama. Do not smoke it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, sorry. That is like my maternal little interjection there. But so you didn't smoke like something off a spice rack. You smoked a synthetic weed. Oh my God. What's 2 + 2?
Yeah.
No, it's 4.
No, yeah. It's good that you say that, because I do not condone spice. Also, I don't condone smoking weed when you're a teenager, but you know.
I also do agree with that. I didn't because I'm actually perfect. And I started like in college, and I think even then might have been too early. I mean, look at where my brain has gone. But yeah, I am like eternally grateful I didn't catch that. Do you actually, I have a fun question. Do you still smoke now?
Yes. Natural, God-given weed.
No, I mean, I hope you aren't smoking out of a fucking test tube, girl. Come on. Yeah. But I meant more so because I feel like I hear stories of people who are like, oh, I smoked in high school and now I get paranoid as like an adult.
Yeah.
And like everybody who didn't smoke in high school is like, it works so well for them as an adult. So that was my own just personal data collection. Thank you so much. How did you get access to spice?
To set the scene, it's circa, I believe, 2012, because I was like 16 or 17. I just started getting into, you know, smoking the weed. So I think I'm cool. I'm like, let me go smoke weed with, you know, all my friends and stuff. So I'm hanging out with my sister. We'll call her Becky, her college boyfriend. His real name is Jeff. That's important for later.
I love that your sister gets an alias, but Jeff is just fucking Jeff.
Jeff makes sense.
God, that's so fucking funny.
It's true. It's funny because it's true.
Okay, so you have your older sister, Becky, Jeff.
We have Jeff. We have my ex-best friend. what's a good name for an ex-best friend? Like
Shithole.
Carla.
Or Carla.
Shit. Yeah.
Carla.
Good old SH was there. Good old Sherry. Okay, we'll call her Sherry. She's more of a Sherry.
Sherry.
And then we have my little high school boyfriend at the time. We'll call him Ben. So we're all going to hang out. And she was like 4 years older than me, so she had her own place, my old friend Sherry. And they're like, Brooke, go across the street and get the pizza we ordered. And you come back and we'll smoke. I'm like, word. So I go back, I get the pizzas, I come back, and I walk in the room and everyone is just like dead silent staring at me. Some with like a blank face. I think some were like kind of smiling. And I was like, what's up? And it was just kind of awkward. And I was like, did you guys like start this without me? What's going on? Like, pass it over here. You know what I mean? He just handed it to me. And Chris, when I tell you, the moment the smoke left my mouth, I did like the reverse exorcist backwards crawl. I did like a backwards crab walk, like tried to get away from that pipe as fast as possible, as if it was Satan himself revealing to me. Like,
okay, but like, girl, I know you were 16, so like not all of the screws were tight and everything. Like, I was also 16 and my screws weren't tight. So like, but if I walked into a room and the vibe had completely shifted, the last thing you would be doing is fucking handing me that pipe.
Yeah, but you know, I was young and naive and you know how that goes.
Also, they sent only you to go get the pizza?
I know. It's a lot.
Was this everybody's first time smoking or just yours?
No, I had smoked like a little bit before that. I mean, I was only 16, so I wasn't, you know.
Okay, so what was it about your first hit that you knew you were in trouble? Did it taste like weed? Did it like, does it like, what? Walk us through this, because like, I feel like I'm like watching a YouTube video of like someone skydiving and I'm like, okay, I don't have to do it, but I now have the information of like what happens.
To be honest with you, I'm 31 now, so it was a long time. I mean, it was 2012, so it was a long time ago. I can't tell you the taste or the specifics. I can just remember these key moments.
Okay.
That are like, oh yeah, that's not good. Back away from it. Everyone laughs. I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, yeah, that's Jeffrey. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, what do you mean that's Jeffrey?
Have you ever seen the movie Get Him to the Greek?
I hate when people ask me this question because, like, I haven't seen fucking anything that is worth watching. Like, have I seen all of Hilary Duff's cinematography? Yeah, abso-fucking-lutely. Have I seen The Hangover? No. Have I seen Step Brothers? No. Have I seen Get Him to the Greek? I have not, Your Honor.
That's fair. Well, let me just explain real quick what it means. So there's this part in Get Him to the Greek where they're like, oh God, poorly aged, but they're at like a P. Diddy party and someone brings out this thing called Jeffrey and they all get high on Jeffrey and it's a whole thing. Now, do I know for sure if my sister's college boyfriend Jeff was actually giving us Jeffrey or if it was just some freaking weird spice wrapped up in a whatever from like the corner store? I don't know. But
okay, Melissa, I gotta be honest. I still don't understand what the fuck Jeffrey is.
It was the synthetic weed. It was the name of the synthetic weed.
Oh my God. Whoever is naming this test tube weed, stop.
Well, I'll tell you what's next. So everyone starts laughing. They tell me what it is. They show me the scene from the movie. And I'm like, okay, well, fuck, here we are now. And all I remember happening after that, I mean, we were just like all hysterically laughing and being ridiculous. Like, I remember my best ex-best friend coming out of her bedroom and she just screams, I'm a wretch, and then she's just like laughing. We're all laughing and having a good time until I'm sitting on a rocking chair with my hands over my chest rocking back and forth because I was really high, Chris, and I like saw the cross. And so
you,
I'm like,
wait, you saw like capital T, capital C, the cross?
That kind of cross, yes. Christian cross.
Like, you saw his capital H?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, like, glowing. Like, it was just glowing in my vision.
Oh, my God, honey, you were almost a victim of synthetic weed.
Yeah, it was really bad, Chris. It was really bad. So all I'm just rocking back and forth in this chair, right? And everyone was like, Melissa, you just need to get up. And I remember distinctly thinking, well, how are you all telling me to get up when none of you are getting up? None of you are getting up. How can I get up? You know what I mean? So I remember just being cemented to that chair forever. And I remember my ex at the time would not talk to me And I was like so concerned about it. And he had to text me to tell me, he's like, I am way too gone right now. Like, I can't speak. I apologize. And I was like, oh, okay, it's okay. That's all I remember for that night.
Wait, how long were you looking at the cross? Like, how long was it in the room?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't tell you.
Do you think that that was like a near death thing? And like, that was the light people are like referring to? Like, don't go to the light.
You know, maybe it could have been, because I swear I have not had an experience like that ever since.
Do you want to have an experience like that?
Like, no.
Okay.
No,
well, I don't know. You like started the call making it seem like it was going to be really harrowing. And then you're like, yeah, we were all just sitting around giggling like Jesus said, hey. And then it ended. Like, I'm like, that sounds like a gorgeous day. Like, I mean, I could do without Jesus visiting, but like, just giggling with your friends? That sounds ideal.
True, but when it got to the cross part, when I'm sitting in the chair rocking back and forth, it was more of like, I'm freaking out because I feel so disconnected from everyone from me. You know what I mean? Like, everyone was like, get up. I'm like, what the hell are you? Like, I can't get up. Like, truly.
Or were they saying, like, get up on the cross? Like, get up there? Like, you're Jesus?
They meant get up out of the chair so that I could, like, calm down, you know?
That makes a lot more sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, this has been a wonderful PSA to not smoke synthetic weed, everybody. Although I think you just glamorized it. So
no,
guys,
no.
Don't do it. I'm dead fucking serious. If you do, I'm going to be so mad at you. I swear to God, I'm going to be pissed. Pissed. Thank you so much, Melissa, for sharing this. This was so, I mean, what's your takeaway after seeing the cross? Do you feel any certain way?
Well, it was something that was out of my control. You know what I mean? So I definitely would not recommend, would not do it again.
And you heard it here first, folks. Don't fucking do it.
That's right.
Thank you so much for sharing today on Chris vs. the People. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Y'all, I was like, I mean, okay, I shouldn't undermine or discount being high as hell on test tube weed and seeing, like, a giant shining cross. Like, I guess, yeah, that would be pretty frightening. But otherwise, like, that sounded like a good time. Once again, not condoning it. Not. N-O-T. Or, if you're talking about a shoelace, K-N-O-T. Okay, I don't know why suddenly I'm in Aquila and the Bee. But we have our next caller.
Hello.
Hey, Juliana. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What fun little 420 story do you have?
Hi. Well, so today I have a story about the time that I had a threesome that led to me greening out in the beginning of the threesome with a couple that I did not, that I had met that night. So that's what I have.
How old were you and when was this?
Okay. So this was honestly about a year ago.
Okay.
I'm 26. Now, so I was 25.
Okay.
I had just gotten out of a long-term relationship, and I had always been in relationships, so I was like, I was trying to be on like my ho shit, you know what I mean?
You know what? I do know what you mean. I am so glad that I can officially announce that I do know what you mean when you say on your ho shit.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? Like, the goal is going to be to have some more threesomes, because at this point I had only had one. So that was my goal for 2025. There's an app called Field. I don't know if you're familiar with this app.
I've heard of it, but I've never like been on it. Is it like a hookup app?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you're definitely not trying to find, you know, your forever person on that app.
Okay.
It's definitely for like, for just like kinky stuff, like group sex stuff. If you're like into different fetishes or whatever, like that's like what it's about.
Oh, I think I heard about this because of a TikTok. That's how I know of this.
Okay. Yeah. Honestly, I've been seeing some ads about it recently. So I'm like, okay, people.
I was thinking more so like, I think I've seen a few story times involving Feel.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, honestly, like, not a spoiler alert, but like nothing like horrible happens. Like, it honestly ends well. It ends pretty well.
Okay. So you met them on Field, and was this your first sexcapade post-breakup?
No.
Okay, so you were well on your ho shit way.
Yes, I was. And you can make a profile and you can attach like another person to your profile to be like, hey, me and this person are looking for like a threesome. You know what I mean? Like me and my partner.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like a collab post.
A little collab profile moment. So I see, you know, handsome guy, gorgeous girl, I'm bi, so that's perfect. I'm like, oh, okay. Like they're looking for, you know, some fun, a threesome. I'm like, fuck it. Like, why not? So then we, you know, end up matching and, you know, I go through with it. I'm just like, fuck it. Like, you know.
How much older or younger were they compared to you?
They were like a year younger than me, maybe. Like they were 24. I'm 25.
Oh, okay. 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 Sometimes like I just love knowing what the total picture is going into these stories.
Yeah, no, they were like, you know, a year younger than me. So I felt like comfy because I was like, you know, if like worst comes to worst, like these are people I would just get along with anyway.
Totally.
So we set a day. I'm going to meet them at a bar, which is perfect. You know, we could have some drinks for some, you know, social lubrication. And that's a good start. It's a good start. So I'm like, yeah, perfect. I'll meet you guys at a bar. I take like an Uber half hour away to this bar. I live in Philly, but it was like a little bit northwest. So I get there. And immediately I'm like, oh, they're so hot. Like both of them are so hot. And we hit it off immediately. Like drinks are flowing. We're laughing. Like me and the girlfriend are sitting next to each other. Like we're touching each other. Like her boyfriend comes over. He starts like making out with me. I'm like, okay, like this is fun. I'm having fun.
Wait, like go off, girl. Like this is bi visibility in the media, honey.
Yes, like, I mean, does it not sound like the best time ever? Come on.
No, it sounds ideal. I'm like, wait, and also this is still, by the way, in the bar.
Yes, and like there was a lot of people there, so it's not like we like stuck out like a sore thumb or anything. Like, it fit the vibe.
Love that. Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah, and at one point we like call the waiter over to like get another drink, and he comes over and he's like, I've been waiting to talk to you guys. We were like, oh yeah? Like, you want to talk?
Me as fuck before this episode.
We were like, yeah, like, what are you doing tonight? And we're like, we're all drunk. We're like, just having a great time. Anywho, we get an Uber to go back to their place because obviously, like, we're all vibing. So, we're going to move on to the next step of this event. So we get back to their place. We're all sitting, like, in the living room. And at this point, I'm, like, pretty tipsy. I wouldn't say I'm like drunk, but like I'm feeling it, you know what I mean? And so they're like, like we're gonna like rip the bong real quick, like do you want some? And now Chris, like I smoke weed here and there. I used to big dope back in the day, but it's been a while, so my tolerance is fairly low.
And you're already like drunk.
Oh, yeah, right. But the bad part of that is that that's when you become a yes man. So you're just like, okay, yeah, sure. And I'm having a great time.
No, 100%. I believe it or not, have been drunk a few times. And saying yes is the easiest fucking thing to do. I don't know what that's about, but ooh, I'm glad it's not just me.
No inhibitions, just
feel the rain on your skin. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. And so I'm like, yeah, sure. In my head, I'm like, I'm just going to take a little hit. In the moment, I clear the whole thing. And I'm like, that's fine. Like, I'll be fine. And they were like, it's a little strong. Like, beforehand, they told me, they were like, it's a little strong. But and I was like, nah, you know, what are you? Doesn't matter. So I clear the whole thing. Now we're sitting there. And at this point, like, me and the girlfriend, like, we both have our shirts off, like we're like all like half naked in the living room. Also low key because we're so high, doing like a tight five for each other, like half naked. Like, it's ridiculous. And you know, her boyfriend's in the kitchen trying to fix fucking something, I don't know. And she goes, oh, do you want to hit it again? This is where I make the grave mistake of saying yes.
Oh,
I will.
Girl.
Right.
Well, I have. Okay. I'll ask the question after.
Okay. Because I'm feeling so good, right? And clearly the first one hasn't fully hit me at this point because it's only been like 5-10 minutes.
Famous last fucking words.
Right, right. So I clear it again. Okay.
Period. Juliana, as the ancient texts had described.
Exactly, exactly. But you know what? Also, as Drake, I guess, once said, YOLO, you know? So, not to reference Drake, so sorry. Anywho. Now, I'm like, having a great time. Then she goes, okay, like, whatever you're doing in the kitchen, like, I'm going to take Juliana into our room while you figure out whatever you're figuring out. And I'm like, yeah, sorry, dog. Like, I'm going in your room. Like, I'll see you soon. So we go in their room. And at this point, I stand up from the couch to go to the room. And now, you know, this is when I stand up and I'm like, oh, wow, I don't think been this high in my entire life. Okay, just going to sit with that for a second. Like, that's what I was.
Oh,
that's what I'm sitting with.
Oh my God. And also, once again, you've been drinking. Like,
right.
I never consider the effects of alcohol and marijuana combined.
Right.
But oh my God, does it always get me? Like, I love it, but like, it really sneaks up on you.
No, for sure. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh my God.
You're in a tornado, and Dorothy and Toto just flew by. Like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you're like, I gotta talk myself off this metaphorical ledge in my head right now.
So you go into their bedroom, and just with her?
Yes, just with her. He's still finishing stuff up in the kitchen. So it's like, okay, like, me and her are gonna go get it started. You know what I mean? He'll join. So first of all, Jimi Hendrix. They have Jimi Hendrix playing, which, again, I'm high out of my mind. So, perfect. Yeah, let's make this even worse. Like, let's play the most psychedelic, like, guitar fucking music right now. Like, perfect.
Do you know what you smoked? Like, was it synthetic weed?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And I really don't think it was anything crazy. I think my tolerance is just so low and I cleared 2 bongs back to back. Like, that was my issue.
Can you imagine if it were fucking like meth or something and you cleared 2 bongs? Like, that wouldn't be funny, but like, to not know that is wild.
Yeah. And like, if I did it, and I don't really know these people, I've met them like 2 hours ago. So like, really, it's like, Jules, like, you really should have like thought this through, but like, they were just like, seemingly trusting. I don't know.
Well, and you were like all like had good chemistry at the bar. I feel like you're fine.
Yeah. Like, we were kicking the whole time.
Like if you felt nervous, you wouldn't have like let yourself get comfortable.
No, for sure. For sure. There's definitely been hookups where I'm like, I bounce because I get a vibe, you know?
Oh, 100%.
So anyway, we start making out on her bed. Jimi Hendrix is playing. I'm on top of her, just to give you a visual. I'm on top of her. We're making out, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, wow, again, this is the highest I've ever been in my entire life. But I'm also like, this is the horniest I've ever been in my entire life.
Do you get horny from smoking weed?
Honestly, yeah.
Oh my God, wow. Is this a thing?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, what strain are y'all smoking? Because, like, what the fuck? So, you were absolutely on Mars, but you are also dry humping Mars as well.
Yes, yes, yes. So, and also, like, the situation was really hot in general. So I'm like, this is horny. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So we're making out, and now I'm like, okay, like, this would be the time where, like, I would go down on her. You know, we've been making out for, like, a minute. So, like, I'm going to, you know, go down on her. So at this point, all I have to really do, I'm just shimmying down. I have not stood up yet. And it's been a few minutes, but, like, I'm like, okay, I'm shimmying down. And in my head, I'm like, I am so high. I don't even know if I could perform this correctly. So I am just going to go off of the vibes, you know, like, and seemingly I was doing a good job apparently. So I was like, okay, like, great. While I'm in my head being like, you are never going to financially recover from this. Like, this is what I'm telling myself. Like, I just like hear that like fucking audio mess.
Oh my God.
So then her boyfriend comes in the room, and now like I'm going down on her. And my, and I, you know, he comes behind me. He starts going down on me while I'm going down on her. I'm like, oh, great. This is hot. Awesome. Right.
I mean, that is like if Human Centipede was written by a woman.
Exactly. And that's why it was beautiful.
Absolutely.
So then we're doing that for a little while. And then, you know, you get the vibes where it's like, okay, let's switch positions now. And, you know, all of us are like completely naked also. So I sit up because it's like, okay, all done. I sit up to change positions. And that is when I knew it was just not going to be good from here on. I just knew. And they both look at me and they sense it. Like they look at me and they're like, girl, are you all right? And I was like, you know, like, I might need like a second. Like, I might need like a second, whatever. They're like, literally, totally fine. Let's take a second. And then as soon as like I say that, she looks at me and she, I don't know how, but like mind reads that like I'm about to vomit in the next 5 seconds. And in those 5 seconds, she's like underneath of me with a garbage can and I'm vomiting into the garbage can. Like literally, I would say 10 seconds after I'm done eating her out. So I vomit after I eat her out.
I mean, it's better than vomiting while eating her out. I mean, so small win there, girl.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure it's not really, I felt bad.
No, I mean, I'm not sitting here and trying to sell it to you that it's ideal.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it could have been so much worse.
Right. So, but, and she read my mind. God bless her.
No, babe, she didn't read your mind. Everybody looks like they're about to puke like 5 to 10 seconds before they're actually about to puke. Every single fucking person has the same like numbness wash over them.
You're so right.
Like, I don't think she's like any Long Island medium, you know, like.
She's also like, I think, going to school to be a nurse. So that also probably makes sense.
Okay. Well, there you go. So you threw up in a trash can and then, like, please tell me y'all just get back to business.
Okay. Well, no. So I throw up in the trash can, borderline, like, on her hands. Like, it's not, like, a good situation. And they immediately, go into, like, take care of me mode, which was awesome. And they were like, oh, they let me vomit into the garbage can for a little bit. And then they're like, okay, like, do you want us to take you to the bathroom? And I'm like, yes. And now I am limp, Chris. I don't have, like, none of my muscles are working correctly. Like, they literally have to like drag my dead naked body to the bathroom. Okay. And so now I'm wrapped around the toilet and naked. This is my most vulnerable ever, really. At this point, I'm in a stranger's house. I'm naked. I'm vomiting in their toilet.
No, the fact that you have just met these people and this is the series of events is like genuinely so fucking funny.
Yep. And so now I'm like, I'm hovering the toilet and I'm in there for, you know, a minute. They come in and they're like, they check up on me. They're like, how you doing? I'm like, you know, I might just need a few more minutes in here. Like, come back in 5. They're like, perfect. I keep vomiting into this toilet. And I am like, I'm wrapped around this toilet in a way, like in my head being like, I cannot believe this is happening right now. Like, this is, and also I'm like, I'm never going to have the threesome. Like,
no, I mean that, unfortunately, yeah, that ship I fear sailed.
Right. Well, so then they come back to check on me and they're like, do you want to like lay down? And I'm like, yeah. Like, let's do that. So they bring me to the living room and like lay me down on the couch. They're like, crank the AC, get me water. And they're like, here, girl, like just take a rest. And I'm like, period. So what ends up happening is that I fall asleep for 5 hours straight. Okay. So night, like good night, I guess. Go to sleep. Okay,
so you guys have done like 10 minutes of hooking up.
Yep.
You have then thrown up and then passed out on these strangers' couch.
That's correct, Chris. That's correct.
Absolutely incredible work. Huge fan.
So then I wake up at 6 a.m. okay? And I'm like, oh my God, it has all hit me. I wake up and I'm like, where am I? And then I'm like, oh, I know exactly where I am. I know exactly what just happened. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, was it because of the drinking? And I was like, but I remember everything. Like, I didn't black out. Like, and then I was like, oh, it was the bongs, wasn't it? Because this has never happened to me before. I've never vomited from weed before at this point. So I'm putting two and two together. And I'm like, okay, I need to go to the... And also, so sweet of them. They literally, like, they put my purse on the coffee table. They took my phone out. They left Advil. They left water for me. Like, they literally, like, set me up so that I could, when I wake up, like, I'll be okay. So sweet.
Wow, that is... Oh, my God.
Right?
Like, whoa. Who are these people?
I know. And there's also... They leave me a note. And the note, okay, it says... I literally have it in my memory box and I should have fucking taken it out. But like, it says something along the lines of like, hey, beautiful, like last night we had so much fun. Don't worry about literally anything. If you want to come say hi to us in our room in the morning, come. Like, it was like along those lines of like, threesome's not off the table. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
It's just been postponed to the morning.
It's just been postponed. I'm like, fuck. Yeah.
It isn't top of the morning. It is topping in the morning. Wow.
Yes, it is topping in the morning. And I'm like, okay, perfect. I go to the bathroom and it's so early at this point, but I guess he had heard that I went to the bathroom, comes into the living room after. And I was like, hey, so, and he was like, literally, don't worry about it. And then he starts making out with me and I'm like, oh. Oh my God, like, I'm so honored, like.
Wait, what the fuck? Why is that, like, kind of hot? You did brush your teeth, though, right?
Girl, no.
Oh my God, so he's making out with you with morning breath and vomit breath?
Yes, and I literally stopped, and I was like, you're fucking crazy. And he was like, I don't give a shit. And then he kept going, and I was like, okay, great. Like, honestly, so hot, right?
Okay, he's freaky as shit.
Right. And so I'm like, perfect. And he was like, I need to sleep a little bit more. And I was like, same. So let's reconvene in a few more hours. So then we all go back to sleep for like 3 more hours because we're all like, it's too early. Wake back up. 9 o'clock. I knock on their door. Hey. And they're like, oh my God, come in. And I come in and I'm like, so like, and they're like, we're going to forget it. We're going to forget about it. We're going to totally forget about it. Like, we still want to fuck you. And I was like, perfect. That's literally perfect. And I was like, but I definitely need like a toothbrush of sorts, like before we, and she was like, no worries. So now me and her in the mirror, taking our makeup off from the night before, brushing our teeth. It's like 9 a.m. I'm like, wow, like we just had like a sleepover and now we're going to have a threesome in the morning. And so that's exactly what we do. We have a threesome at like, you know, 9 o'clock on a Sunday or whatever the hell it was.
As God fucking intended, you know, like, isn't that what the day of rest is all about?
It really is. And it was great and we had a great time. And I mean, we got breakfast and they drove me home and that was it.
I mean, look at you go, girl. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. What a whirlwind.
It was a happy ending.
Yeah, no, there was a happy ending in a lot of different ways, for sure.
Oh, for sure. But it's definitely, this is my friend's favorite story for me to tell. So I was like, I got to put it in the forum, you know?
No, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Y'all, that is like... nightmare. I remember in my hoe shit days, I was always afraid of like two things when hooking up with strangers. The first one was, am I about to be murdered? And then the second one is like, yeah, will I throw up? I was going to say gagged, but that's definitely the wrong word for this story. I'm kind of gagged at the ending of that story that they all had a happy ending. I mean, that's iconic. If you ask me. But anyways, we have another call.
Hello.
Hi, Ash. What is your fun 420 story?
Ooh, okay. So honestly, the story didn't need much preparing because it's seared in my memory.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yes. So basically, I grew up Mormon. My entire family is Mormon. I don't know if you're familiar with Brigham Young.
I've heard of him once or twice. Why? I swear to God, everything on Chris vs. the People leads back to Mormonism. I don't know how that happened. I don't know why that happened. But, like, it just seems to prevail. Like, am I this big with the Mormons? I feel like I would be, like, the anti-Christ or, like, the anti-Brigham.
Unfortunately, I'm related to him. If that gives you any idea of, like...
Okay, Rich. Okay.
We were distantly... anyways, so my immediate family, we were the first to like ever leave the church at, I think it was like 11 or 12. And when we moved back to the Mormon capital of the world to be closer to family, I was really close with my cousins growing up. They were almost like secondary siblings to us because
sure.
we were really close in age
yeah.
to them. So my brother is only 2 years younger than me, and my cousin was only like a year and a half younger than me.
Okay, so you guys really are just like really close in age.
Yes, and so after we moved back and we were really close with them, hanging out with them a lot. Throughout high school, obviously, as one does, I was smoking a lot of weed.
Period.
My brother and my cousin wanted to smoke weed for the first time ever.
And, like, were you smoking in private or, like, did your parents know since they had also left?
My parents they're very chill. For the most part.
Like, I feel like anybody, like, bold enough to leave the Mormon church is like, yeah, my kids smoke weed. Like, there's something about that pipeline that feels correct.
It's like they knew, but I think the thing about Mormon culture is you kind of, even if you're not Mormon, you kind of have, you still have that Mormon...
Je ne sais quoi.
Yes. Exactly.
You've got some Mormon flavor to you, which just means no salt.
And so you kind of have to keep up appearances, if that makes sense. Like,
okay.
Almost pretend, like, just kind of, like, participate in the culture. And so you don't want the other parents to know that your kids smoke, even though they didn't really, like, they knew. I knew they knew.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I figured, I was like, if you guys want to smoke, like, I will be the one.
I will be your Mormon shaman. I'll be your shamormon.
Exactly. So I'm like, they'll be safe with me if I'm the one that's like chaperoning them. It's their first time. Like, I figured that would be very responsible of me. And so they decide that they want to smoke. It's their friend and his older brother that are supplying the goods.
Why did your brother never smoke with his friend if that's who's supplying?
Well,
sorry, I don't know why I'm asking you that question. I also don't know why that's fucking pertinent to the story. Like, I don't. Okay, anyways, you are guiding them through. And this is why I cannot get too stoned before episodes, because, like, I just ask the stupidest fucking questions. Like, and why hadn't he done that with his friend then, huh? Some friendship. Like, what the fuck is my game plan here?
No, but that's the thing is, like, when you grow up as, like, a scared little Mormon kid, you, like...
You keep it in the family.
Yeah. You don't want to do anything on your own. You kind of... I guess he saw me doing it and was like, so should I do it? And I'm like, yeah. So I take them up to, we lived right at the base of the mountains. We go up to this trail, and his friend, his older brother, is supplying the weed. And so it wasn't even me that was, I was just there to like.
You were chaperoning, honey. You were a field trip chaperone.
Yeah, and everything went fine. We smoked, like, I'm pretty sure we smoked a bowl between all of us, which was like me, brother, cousin, friend, and friend's older brother. So like, it wasn't even, it was literally a bowl between all of us.
Okay.
Not even anything crazy. So fast forward after this incident, I guess, my cousin somehow gets like caught or something by his parents, my aunt and uncle.
And they're still in the church, question mark?
Yeah. So funny thing is, as of current day, I don't think they are, but they like to pretend.
Okay. Okay, that seems to be a common theme in
the
Mormon capital of the world. I'll keep it vague with you.
Yes.
Okay, so your cousin gets caught, but while their parents are in the church still.
Yes, basically.
Ruh-roh.
He somehow gets caught. I don't know exactly how he got caught or if he had something on him. I don't know, but basically he decided to be a little rat and ratted me and my brother out, like just threw us under the bus, I guess, to save himself and say that it was our fault that like he smoked weed.
The fucking audacity. Like, I'm I would have beat the shit out of my cousin right then and there.
No, literally.
Like, what the fuck do you mean that I'm going to be your Shamorman and then you're going to throw me under the Shamor bus? Like, the fuck?
That lit a fire under my ass so fast. I was like, okay.
Oh, honey, you could have lit another bowl with it.
Literally. So his parents are reaching out to my parents at this point. And my parents, like, they don't actually really care that much, but they have to pretend that they care.
Sure,
basically.
Sure.
So my aunt and uncle are calling us druggies. They're saying that we're horrible influences and, like, we just all this shit. And so my parents are getting into it with them, being like, my kids would never do that. Like, knowing damn well that, like
that her kids very well do that.
We absolutely would. And so basically they want to do a drug test for me and my brother.
Your aunt and uncle?
My parents.
Oh, ew, I thought your parents were like chill.
See, that's the thing, is like, I think deep down they knew, but they wanted to almost like prove to them, like, they wanted to prove them wrong in some way or another. I don't know what they were thinking.
I really don't either. Oh my god, this is only gonna make your aunt and uncle's point even stronger.
No, literally, this is where the twist comes, because I was a little bit of a menace. Like, I was gonna figure it out for us. So I summon my friend, which she wasn't even really my friend. She was just like the only girl that I knew that was sober.
You had a motherfucking acquaintance pee in a cup for you?
So basically, I go to school the next day and I know that I'm taking the drug test that day. Like, my parents, this is why I think they knew, because they were like, okay, we're gonna do the drug test tomorrow at this time, just so you know.
I don't think that's your parents, like, winking at you, like, ask someone to pee in a cup for you. Like, if they did mean that, then, like, y'all have some crazy reading between the lines skills. Like, I am actually shocked. You're what, like, 15, 16?
Yeah, probably like 15, 16.
And you're asking a fucking colleague at school to piss in a cup for you?
That's and the funniest part is, for some reason, I had these like plastic skinny kind of like vials. I think I was using them to propagate my plants or something. I don't know.
Who the fuck were you at 16? Propagate? Like, I didn't even know what that was, let alone probably could even spell it at 16. The fuck is happening right now? Oh my.
I don't even know. I don't even know where these came from. I really don't. But I found these and I was like, oh my God, these are perfect. And so I go to school and I'm talking to her and I'm like, I really need you to do this for me. I didn't have anything though at school to put the pee in. So I had her pee in my hydro flask.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, go. Go. What the fuck do you mean that you not only asked a fucking acquaintance at your school to pee in a cup for you, but the cup in question is your hydro flask? Did I get that correct, Your Honor?
Absolutely. I mean, we do what we can with what we have.
Do we?
If there's one thing that I will do, I will figure it out.
I mean, I applaud the spirit. This context in which I'm applauding it is absolutely fucking batshit.
And I don't even remember how I got it from the hydro flask into these tiny little vials.
That's the part of the story that you're confused by? Out of everything we just went through, that's the part where you were like, roadblock.
That's when my mind just gets fuzzy a little bit.
What was this girl's reaction to you asking her to pee in your hydro flask? Like, I think we are grazing by this just frightfully far too fast. Like,
he was chill.
I'm stunned. I'm fucking stunned.
I never even thought about that, honestly. I never thought about
what
her reaction to the situation.
I remember I was running for like cross country, and during practice one day, I shat in the woods, and people are like, "Chris, that's crazy." You approach someone and said, pee in my HF? What was the hydro flask even looking like? Is it what? Like a beautiful yellow? Is it a pink?
See, I don't even remember.
You don't remember the hydro flask that got golden showered at second period?
No, and I think it was literally second period.
Oh my God.
Right before lunch.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And so right before lunch, I take this hydro flask and I assume I probably just like went over the toilet, poured it into these little vials. And then I text my brother and I'm like, so come walk by the bath, like come meet me in the hallway by the bathrooms.
You're handing off vials of another student's piss to your brother?
That's the thing, is we had to do it at school because I was like, when is there another time that I can do this if we're taking it after school? And so I'm like euphoria ass, like feeling like fucking Rue in the hallway, walking by him slyly, like giving him this fucking vial.
For the record, like I too am thinking of you as Rue in the fucking hallway. Like, I'm fucking stunned. You're doing like extra credit chemistry work right now. Like, yes. I didn't even do that when I like had to for a grade. This is like just to prove your aunt and uncle wrong. Like, this is like, I just need you to be aware of how actually deranged this is. Like, just top to bottom, start to finish.
If you knew my aunt and uncle, you would do anything to prove them wrong. That was just all I wanted to do.
Okay.
In that, I mean, time, was just to prove them wrong and see the look on their face.
But like, couldn't you have just asked your parents to pee in it just to prove them wrong? Like, because I low-key think your parents probably wanted to prove them wrong also.
Okay, true. But I don't know if I wasn't that casual with them quite yet.
Okay.
Like, we kind of all knew, we all knew, but, like, we kind of just wanted, I don't know. It's very
okay.
Complicated.
So you hand off this little baton to your brother at school, and you guys are just walking around with a vial of a girl's piss in your backpack? Like, just every part of your day, I'm just thinking about the fact that there is a sample of just some random girl's piss on you. Like, that's crazy.
Well, and the thing is, I told him, I was like, okay, so the thing, and I didn't know exactly how this drug test was going to go down. So I'm like, okay, so take this vial, put it, like, basically shove it in your, like, underwear to keep it warm throughout the day until we get home. And so I just put it in my leggings, like, in, just shoved it down there. I was wearing, like, a baggy sweatshirt, so it, like, covered it. And my mom picks me up from school, and I go straight to therapy after school.
Honey, you and me both after this story. Holy shit.
And so I'm in therapy for an hour with a vial of piss.
From a girl that you aren't even really that good of friends with! That's crazy! Oh, my God!
Oh, and my therapist, she's just talking about, all I can think about is that I have this vial of piss in my pants.
Something tells me that your therapist stays booked and they stay busy.
No, literally. It's been, yeah, she's the best. But basically, we get in the car, we go home, and immediately when we get in the door, my mom's like, okay, you need to take this test. Like, right now.
You're like, thank God.
And I go into the bathroom, and I'm, like, feeling so fucking smart. Because I'm like, I can go straight into the bathroom and just do this. And, like, she wouldn't suspect a thing. And so I do it. My brother comes home. He does his. It's negative. And my parents proceed to take a picture of the negative test and send them to the family group chat. And they just, I don't even know what, I think they just didn't respond or they just thumbs it up.
Wow. I genuinely thought your little brother was going to get caught because, like, can't they tell the difference between a man's piss and a woman's piss? I mean, okay, we are 16. Like, clearly that wasn't... I don't know. I just, like, assume that, like, with any sort of bodily fluid, you can kind of figure out anything.
I don't know. Never thought about that.
Me neither. So that's... There we go. There's that. So you passed the drug test? Not really, but you passed it the way I passed all of my high school tests. And y'all lived happily ever after? Are you cool with your aunt and uncle now?
No. So that's the thing. Is ever since then, it's never been the same. It's never been the same. They're like, there's still some tension and some animosity for sure.
Oh my God. Well, pass the bowl to them next. It sounds like they need it.
Oh, they do. They do need it.
I'm no doctor, but.
That's the thing about Mormon culture, though, is like, you just have to pretend most of the time. And I don't know, like, my aunt, every time I see her, she's like, oh my God, hey, how are you? Like, nothing ever happened.
Does she genuinely sound like a tiny dog?
No, she literally does.
Oh my God, no wonder you smoke weed. Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing on this fun little 420 episode.
Of course.
What a... I can honestly say I have never heard anything like that before. So thank you. What a way to end this episode.
Of course.
I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Y'all, I'm not kidding when I say... What? I cannot, and I repeat, cannot believe... She got a fucking classmate to piss in her hydro flask. Like, and then poured it into vials. Oh my God, wait. Hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up. This isn't sitting right with me.
Hey.
Wait. Why the fuck did you take the piss out of the hydro flask to put it in a vial to then keep it warm? Girl, you could have just left it. Are you kidding?
Well, that's the thing, is we had to have it on our person. Like, we had to have it with us so that we could go directly home and take the test.
Oh, okay. Okay. You ate that up. Way to confront your bullies, period. All right. Bye, babe. Wow. Okay. Wow. This has been a very informative episode. I don't actually know if that's the case, but I feel very informed of a lot. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and to those who celebrate, have a happy week. Be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts, and give it 5 stars and leave a nice little review. It helps us out a ton. And if you like video episodes or just want to support the show even more, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVSThePeople. Now I'm about to head off and smoke over on the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon, where we're going to be talking to another caller about a crazy 420 story that they have. So I'm excited. I'll see you on over there. But if I don't, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye.